Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined this weekend by the Forest Supervisor for the Stanislaus National Forest, Jason Kiken, as well as Rebecca Johnson, who is the Acting Fire Chief for the Stanislaus National Forest. We're talking first about the Social and Ecological Resilience Across the Landscape Project. It's a forest resiliency project spanning 117,000 acres. During the first segment, we received an overview from Supervisor Kiken. And Supervisor Kiken, you know, looking forward, what is kind of the timeline that you're looking at with this project?
So August 17th is the end of our scoping period or comment period that we're currently in. So next week, so again, make sure you go to our website, look at that project information and submit substantive comments so that we can ensure that we're making the best decision, not only for the landscape, but for the public that we serve every day. From there, what we'll do is look at all those comments, develop either additional alternatives if prompted to do so based on the comments, or modify our proposed actions so that, again, we can best meet the needs of our public and the resources that we manage. And then we'll go through the analysis of those various alternatives in about a year to next October, so a year and a few months out. We would come out with a more complete decision or a draft decision. Then it would go into the objection period. And based on that objection period, I would be able to sign a final decision, hopefully somewhere in the January to March 2022 framework. And so I know that seems like a long time out, but being able to look at a landscape of this size is an environmental impact statement or an EIS with an associated record of decision, and that's a big deal. And yet what we're also trying to do is make sure that we have our project aligned so that in that January to March of 2022, when I sign that final decision, we can start implementing that decision right away, because, again, this is an important decision. It's an important movement forward. We have other projects that we're going to be implementing through 2020, the remainder of this year, as well as 2021. And so then this is our big step forward in 2022. And it's something that I and folks on the forest and our partners with Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions Collaborative are really looking forward to moving forward.
You know, that specific area, that 117,000 acres kind of in the Stanislaus River Canyon area, why was that area kind of the best spot to try this project?
Well, that's a fantastic question. And so it's a couple things. One, it was an area that was highly desired for work to be done by Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions. So they worked collaboratively to look at the entire forest or the entire area that the YSS Collaborative tends to work within, which is the Yosemite boundary north to just north of the Middle Fork of the Stanislaus Canyon. So they looked at that, and they looked at the communities that are most at risk. And so that's, again, Twain Heart, that's Sugar Pine, Strawberry. And they wanted us to look at something that we hadn't looked at before in terms of size and scope. And so we also are using some of those analytical tools I talked about, and it's highlighting the same area. So what we know generally intuitively by driving around the landscape is being confirmed or reaffirmed through those analytical tools. And then that helps us tell that story that you're asking about. And so not only can we look at those highest priorities, we can start to identify the treatments, what the size and scale and design of those treatments look like to best protect those things, again, that we mutually care about. So it's a collaborative effort to figure out the 117,000 acres and as well as design our current proposed action.
And Rebecca Johnson, as acting fire chief for the Stanislaus National Forest, anything you'd like to add about the aspect of prescribed burns and how that falls into that project?
Yeah, prescribed burning is an excellent way to reduce fuels on the ground, especially when it's combined with other treatments. It provides fire back into the ecosystem, which we all know that the Sierra Nevada mountain range and foothills have evolved with fire. So putting that fire back into the system in a controlled manner is beneficial not only to the reduction of fuels on the ground, but also to other aspects, wildlife, plant life, etc. So with this CERO project, incorporating fire back into that the ecosystem is not only going to enhance that area, but will also reduce potential hazardous fuels.
Supervisor Kiken, anything else you'd like to add about the project?
The only thing I would like to add is that while we're in that common period that ends August 17th, we want to continue engaging with our local public on this project and everything that we do. These lands are owned by the American public broadly, and we want to make sure that we are incorporating your thoughts, your values, your vision of what that should look like. That's always a balance because people do have different views on what that landscape should look like and how it should act. But by hearing from you, we can make sure that we're incorporating your voice, your thoughts into the best decision possible.
This project being done to help the health of the forest, as you mentioned, I believe you also said it helps the local economy as well. Can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. So I think on this show in the past, I've talked about how important recreation and tourism is, not only to Tuolumne County, but Calaveras, Alpine, and Mariposa counties, the four counties where the Stanislaus National Forest rests, all have recreation and tourism as the leading industry. Not all, but a good portion of that recreation and tourism is due to the Stanislaus National Forest, the beautiful forest, the granite peaks, the wonderful hikes, the Pinecrest. And by ensuring a healthy forest, you have more people that want to come to this area and thereby continue that industry. You move beyond that, and we also have a number of industries that also benefit from healthy forests. So one of those is our timber partners, so Sierra Pacific Industries, some of the other timber industries within the area, all rely on a healthy, resilient forest to be able to not only provide good jobs, but also provide material for our homes, for fences, for wood mulch, for horse bedding and other things. And that's important. That not only impacts what we have here in Tuolumne County, and it impacts what we have throughout California and really throughout the nation. Our range permittees, so we have a number of folks that have cattle that graze on the national forest, and those industries also rely on healthy, resilient forests that grow grass and other feed for cattle and don't have fire on the landscape in a catastrophic manner. So and those between recreation and tourism, timber, agriculture, those are really some of, if not all of the top industries in Tuolumne County. And so we have a connection to that. Further from that, we have a lot of water that comes off of the Stanislaus National Forest, flows downhill into reservoirs and goes into other municipal uses, as well as agricultural uses within the valley. So our tide doesn't stop at the boundaries of our four counties. It goes beyond that. And by working together, we can best ensure that those values, those jobs, those industries can remain healthy and strong for years and decades to come.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with a pair of leaders from the Stanislaw National Forest, Forest Supervisor Jason Kuyken and the Acting Fire Chief for the Forest, Rebecca Johnson. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.